If you have your Bibles tonight, I would like to ask you to please turn to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. We'd like to begin reading with the 11th verse and read through verse 24. I know that you know most of this probably by heart, and yet there's a particular expression found in the what we call the prodigal son, the parable of the prodigal son. There's a particular expression found here that's been very strongly on my heart that I pray that God will help us to hear that expression and contrast that with another expression in the Word of God. Luke chapter 15, parable of the prodigal son, the Word of God begins in verse 11 and says, "And he said, that is, Jesus said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry." Correctly read, that's Luke 15, 11 through 24. I want to just mention that the last expression there says, and they began to be merry. Now, several times in this one chapter, the Word of God talks about how there is much joy in heaven over one sinner that repented. And here we find a father and many of the servants of that father and other family members that did rejoice because of the repentance of this son who had gone away and wasted his father's goods in, you remember what kind of living it says?
Riotous.
Riotous living. Now, those are the two words that have been on my heart this week, is riotous living. It sounds a lot like righteous living, doesn't it? Righteous living, riotous living, they're the exact opposite. As I've thought about those two words, riotous living, everything that is not pleasing to God is riotous living. It's that that is contrary to what God's Word says, the way that we should live, that's riotous living. The Word of God tells us that this man wasted his substance with riotous living, and the Word of God comes on down and makes it clear that the Father said, "This my son was dead and is alive again." Did you know that riotous living will always lead to death? Sometimes it leads to physical death, sometimes it leads to spiritual death, but riotous living will always lead to death. There are many of the children of God, another expression the Father used was, "This my son was lost, but he is found." And so it is that riotous living leads to the people of God getting lost, and it leads to the people of God experiencing a death, whether it's a physical or a spiritual death, they experience a death. So it is that we need to understand the seriousness of riotous living. And instead of ever having a little bit. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, you need to sow your wild oats. I've heard fathers even tell their sons sometimes, well, you're at the age that you need to sow some wild oats. Rather than a man that would say that to his son has no understanding at all of the Word of God. You cannot sow wild oats without reaping a lot of trouble in your life. And so don't ever think that it's all right. Don't think that there's this window of opportunity that you have in your life. Don't ever think that there's a time in your life that God will overlook you your riotous living. I don't know for sure how old this man was when he took his father's goods and went out and wasted his substance in riotous living, but did you know that children can sometimes be involved in riotous living? Young adults can be involved in riotous living. I've even seen old people get involved in riotous living. And so it is, we all need to understand the difference in riotous, that's R-I-O-T-O-U-S, riotous living, and righteous living, which is good living. Good living. Living the way God would have us to live. If you're involved in riotous living, you're pleasing yourself. If you're involved in righteous living, you're pleasing who? You're pleasing God. Every time that you're involved in righteous living, you're pleasing God. And you can please God. I think that's one of the most amazing things in the world, that God has allowed us as mortal creatures, that though we are sinful creatures, and though we fall short of being what we do, what we should be, we can please God. By faith, we can walk by faith and live by faith. And instead of riotous living, we can have righteous living in our lives. And when we do that, we please God. You remember in Matthew chapter 25 how the five and the two talent servants, those two servants, instead of being involved in riotous living, they were involved in righteous living. That is, they took the talents that their Lord had given them and they used those talents and they produced more talents to the honor and glory of their Lord. And what did the Lord come and say to those five and two talent servants? He said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the what?" Enter. Yes, it is the kingdom, but what were the specific words? "Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." I'm talking about joy that the people of God can have. Both of those five and two talent servants, they entered into the joy of the Lord. Now, the one talent servant, you might think, well now, he wasn't involved in riotous living. He wasn't involved in righteous living, was he? Because he didn't take that talent that his Lord had given him. He just buried that talent. I want to offer to you tonight that that man, though you might not think he was involved in riotous living, it's riotous living every time we're not doing what God would have us to do. And so it is that one talent servant, by burying his talent, that was riotous living. And the Lord said concerning that one talent servant, he said, "Cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth." That riotous living can be even just not using the talents that God has given you to the honor and glory of God. God has blessed everybody in this building. I believe that, as far as I know, that everybody in this building is born of the Spirit of God. And being a born-again child of God, God has given you talents and gifts. God has given you abilities to use to the honor and glory of God. And if you're not using those talents to His honor and glory, you're involved in what? Riotous living instead of being involved in righteous living. And so we need to pray, God, help us to identify the talents we have. Help us to identify the things that we can do as your children and as your servants. Help us to know what can we do so that we will be involved in righteous living and that we will never be found involved in riotous living. I want you to always remember the result of riotous living is being lost and death. And the result of righteous living is always going to be entering into joy, entering into peace, entering into the kingdom of heaven. In that same 25th chapter of Matthew, You recall that the scripture says that the king was going to come and to say, "Come, ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom." Inherit that goes back to what Brother Neil was saying. "Come, ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. I was sick, and ye visited me." You see what all of that is? What kind of living is that we're describing right there in Matthew 25? Righteous living. Righteous living. Now, in order to be carrying out righteous living in our lives, we have to give up something. We have to stop being involved in riotous living. And if you just stop riotous living and you don't get involved in righteous living, you're soon going to go right back to riotous living, because you're going to do something with your time. Everybody here, every young adult, every child, every adult, every older person, we all are going to be involved in one thing or another. And it always is going to be either righteous living or riotous living. The consequences of riotous living cannot be over described or emphasized. Look in your Bibles in the book of Romans. Turn forward in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. The Word of God uses an expression here that I believe is the opposite of riotous living. It doesn't use the word righteous living, but I think that it's teaching the same thing as righteous living. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Romans chapter 12 and Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. The Apostle Paul, as he writes to the saints of God at Rome, he says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living," what?
Sacrifice.
Now, I want you to think about the wording there. Do you see that living sacrifice? If you are presenting your body a living sacrifice, that's the opposite of riotous living. You will either be carrying out riotous living, or you will be presenting your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's reasonable. God has bought us with a price, and it's reasonable for us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. You notice the next verse. Notice Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world." What happened to that prodigal son back there in Luke 15? What did he do? What was he conformed to? He was conformed to the world. Brethren, he left everything. It's much like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, isn't he? That prodigal son had everything a man could hope for. His father had everything. He had the protection. He had the security. He had the food. He had everything. The prodigal son had everything a man could want right there at home, and he went and left all of that to go out and carry out riotous living. And I've seen so many children of God that were raised in the right way in many ways, and they were taught what was right, and they knew what was right, and they knew what it was to present themselves a living sacrifice, and they knew what righteous living was, but they got involved in something else called riotous living. And it has always led to death and destruction in the lives of God's dear children. Riotous living. We need to run from it. We need to be afraid of it. We need to understand the consequences of it. We also need to understand the wonderful blessings that come with righteous living when we also think about the horrible consequences of riotous living. Look at Romans chapter 14 and verse 8. Just turn one page. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 8, the Word of God says, "For whether we live, we what? We live unto the Lord." We're talking about living. What kind of living do we have? Do we have riotous living or do we have righteous living? Let me just ask you just right now, if you were to think, and don't answer out loud, just think. What kind of living do you have? What kind of living do you have in your life? That's one of the... You know, several weeks ago we studied examine yourselves, and I just can't get away from that. It looks like no matter what else God puts on my heart, it comes right back to examine yourselves. And as I'm thinking about riotous living and righteous living, I think as I evaluate each day, and that's what I've tried to do this week in thinking about now, what have I been involved in this day? Riotous living or righteous living? And I find that sometimes there is righteous living, sometimes there's living that's pleasing to God. Sometimes it says, Romans 14:8 says, that when we live unto the Lord. Now that's a person that's carrying out righteous living. But listen, there are times that I'm not living unto the Lord. And if I'm not living unto the Lord, if I'm not pleasing God, if I'm not doing something that honors and glorifies God, that's not righteous living, and I'm not living unto the Lord. I'm living unto myself and pleasing my flesh instead of pleasing God. I pray that God will help me to have more righteous living and eliminate. Do you think you can eliminate riotous living from your life? I believe that we can. Now, I haven't ever done it, but I believe that we can. I believe that by the grace of God, that ought to be a goal in our lives, is to eliminate riotous living. And again, by riotous living, I'm not just talking about going out and getting drunk and things like that. I'm talking about anything that we do that doesn't please God. Anything that, if you're doing it, if you would not want Jesus to be right there watching you, if you wouldn't want Jesus to be listening to what you're doing, you're involved in some riotous living, living that you ought not to be involved in. Back up in your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. There's a contrast in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. There's a contrast here in riotous living and righteous living. There's a contrast between riotous living and presenting your bodies a living sacrifice unto God. Romans chapter 1, I want to begin with verse 16 and read through 18. And I think if you'll follow 16 through 18, you'll see the contrast that's being made here. Romans 1 verse 16 says, the Apostle Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Now, if you're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, if you love the gospel of Christ, if the gospel of Christ, you remember we studied a few weeks ago how we have been entrusted with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul says here, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, that is in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith as it is written. Now I want you to remember this last expression in verse 17. The just shall live by faith. You hear that? Whatsoever is not of faith is what? It's sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The just shall live by faith. I'm asking you, and we're considering tonight, what kind of living are we involved in? Are we involved in riotous living or in righteous living? If we're living by faith, if we're walking by faith, then we're involved in righteous living. But if we're not living by faith and walking by faith, and the Scripture says here, the just shall live by faith. You cannot walk by faith and live by faith unless you're daily looking to Jesus for the strength and the grace you need. You will be involved in riotous living if you don't look to Jesus for the help you need every day. And watch what the next verse says. After he says, the just shall live by faith, in verse 18 he says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, you see in verse 16 and 17, he's talking about those who are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He's talking about those that live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And then he gives the opposite of that. He says, now, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all what? Ungodliness. You know what ungodliness is the same as? Going back to Luke 15:13, it's the same thing as riotous living. The wrath of God. Now listen, brethren, I thank God for His love and His mercy and grace. But the people under consideration in verse 18 and the rest of this chapter, they are children of God who have walked contrary to the Word of God. God has revealed to them the truth and has given them the truth, and they hold the truth in unrighteousness. That is, they know the truth, but they walk contrary to the Word of God. They know the truth about God, God's amazing grace. They know the truth about the love of God. They know the truth about the right way to live. They know what righteous living is all about. But do you have a choice whether you follow righteous living or riotous living? Do you have that choice in your life? Absolutely. God, you are not a puppet. You're not a puppet. And God has not ordained that all of His people will walk in humble obedience to His teachings and commandments. But God has given you the ability to walk in humble obedience. That we should. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. We should walk in them. We should be involved in what kind of living?
Righteous
living. We should not be involved in. And again, I think that probably before God put these two words, riotous living, on my heart, I would have thought, you know, riotous living, you know, I'm not a part of that. Riotous living, because when I have thought about riotous living in the past, I've thought about running around with women and going out and doing things that I'm not involved in. But I'm telling you, brethren, every time in our lives that we're involved in anything that's not pleasing to God, that's riotous living. And so as I look at myself closer, I find there is too much riotous living and not enough righteous living. Can we all grow and get rid of, purge out some of that riotous living that's in our lives, and pray that God will help us to clean up our minds and our hearts and our souls so that we have righteous living, that our bodies are a living sacrifice, that we're walking by faith and living by faith, that when we live unto the Lord and not unto ourselves. Go with me just a moment to Titus chapter 2. Look carefully at Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Listen, please, to verses 11 and 12. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. The Word of God, and Paul loved Timothy and he loved Titus. And here's what he says. Paul, the Apostle Paul, says to the young preacher Titus. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, the Word of God says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust." You know what is the two-word expression that we're using tonight that would encompass ungodliness and worldly lust? Riotous living. He says, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live. We're talking about how to live. We sang tonight two or three songs. I'll live for Him who died for me. We're talking about righteous living. We're talking about living sacrifices instead of those that are involved in riotous living. So Paul tells Timothy, he says, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Isn't it a beautiful picture when you see a child of God living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world? I thank God for the young people we have in this church. I believe that most of our young people love God with all of their hearts. I believe that most of them are denying ungodliness and worldly lust and are trying to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. And I want to say to you young people, I just hope and pray. And Josh, as you go off to college, I pray that God will bless you to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and that you would live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. And to every other young person here, that you would do the same thing, that you would live soberly and righteously and godly, that your life would be filled with righteous living, and that you might not ever be involved in riotous living. Let me say in closing, I want to ask you to turn to Deuteronomy. Please turn in your Bibles in closing to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Listen, please, to verses 15 through 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Do you have a choice in your life as to how you live? You have a choice. Now, let me tell you, brethren, your choice is not between eternal heaven and eternal hell.
Right.
I've seen some signs around town, and in Tifton the other day I saw a sign that says, the election is now. God has voted for you and the devil has voted for you, and however you vote depends on where you go. Oh my goodness. Can't you just picture God just begging and pleading, and he's done all he can, and it's all up to you? Well, that's just not the way it is, brethren. I thank God that he's blessed us to understand the election's over. The election took place before the foundation of the world. God chose us in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world, and he predestinated us to be conformed to the image of the Son of God, and our eternal salvation and our eternal security is sure and steadfast, and nothing can change the outcome of that election. Are you glad?
Amen.
I am. I'm thankful. However, those that have been chosen are then given the ability to serve him while they live in this world. And if they serve him, they're blessed by our Father. Our Father. That's what he is. He's our Father. And nothing can change that. He will always be our Father. But our fellowship with our Father is just as fragile as the fellowship with that prodigal son with his father. Did that prodigal son make a wrong choice in his life that caused great pain and sorrow? Was it just in his life, or did it hurt some other people too? It hurt some other people. Let me tell you something. This idea that what you do only hurts you is a lie from the devil. Everything that you do, when you are involved in riotous living, it will not just hurt you. It'll hurt everybody that loves you. All of our hearts have grieved over those that we've loved that have gotten involved in riotous living. We've wept. We've lost sleep. We've cried. And I just want you to know there's nobody here that is immune to riotous living. As others have gone away from God and their lives have become shipwrecked and destroyed, same thing can happen to any of us. Therefore, the choice is yours. Whether you follow riotous living or whether you follow righteous living. That choice is explained here in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30, beginning in verse 15, God says to his people, and by the way, this same choice was given to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and every child of God in every age and dispensation has had this choice. God says in Deuteronomy 30, verse 15, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good." Now, what do you have to do to reap that life and good? Righteous living. "I've set before thee this day life and good," that is a result of righteous living, "and I've set before you death and evil." They're both there. You can choose. "Death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou goest to possess over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, and that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Brethren, I believe that I'm reaping, listen carefully to what I say, I am reaping blessings today because my parents chose righteous living. You watch. Families that choose riotous living, you watch those children. Most of the time, unless God just intervenes in a miraculous way, most of the time, children that are born to parents who choose really, and I'm talking about really choose righteous living, those children are going to follow righteous living also. Amen. And most of the time, those parents that choose riotous living, those children, most of the time, are going to follow that same pattern. It's not predestinated. I'm just telling you, children tend to follow the example of their parents. And so he says here, you choose life, Choose life. Choose blessing. That both thou and thy seed may live. I want you to live. I want you to rejoice in the land of the living. Did you know there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 times in the Bible that the Scriptures talk about. I encourage you to go home. I won't preach the rest of this, but I want you to go home and do it. You study the land of the living. What I'm asking about tonight is it righteous living or righteous living that you're following in your life? There's the land of the living. There's the book of life. All of this has to do with children of God choosing righteous living over riotous living. May God help us, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.